Each week, 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. Yes, You Can Dance was founded in 2011 with the mission of using dance to support wellness for those with special needs, disabilities, and chronic degenerative diseases. It's grown and blossomed with the help of some very dedicated volunteers.
There is teaching involved, but I am not a teacher. The volunteers are actually what are referred to as mentors. The teachers are teaching the lesson, and the mentors are facilitating with the students. My name is Deb Schmersal, and the Yes You Can Dance studio is just amazing fun. It's absolute joy. It's people that love and care and respect each other, just wanting to be in each other's lives and making each other better is really all it's about.
Hello, I'm Emily Fitchwell. I'm one of our dance instructors for the Yes You Can Dance Ballroom Dance Program. And Debbie has been one of our amazing mentors for the past several years. She's a very experienced dancer, extremely enthusiastic, kind-hearted. The moment she walks into the door every class, I feel the energy levels rise. She's very good at helping our dancers really learn how to ballroom dance. Without people like her, this program would not be as successful as it is.
We do all the typical ballroom dances, all the traditional ballroom dances. Tango, salsa, I'm trying to think in order how we're learning in class, but I think we're going to start learning cha-cha and the rumba next session for the more advanced students. And then the jitterbug, you just see their confidence growing, because in a 6-week time frame, there's not a whole lot of steps involved. It's a lot of repetition of the same steps that you started in the first week of that block. And then the next session, they'll add a few more steps. And then when you graduate up to the different levels is when you start learning the different dances. So in the first week, really all they're learning is timing. It's a lot of marching. And then they start adding just a couple of steps, you know, here and there. But just seeing the confidence level in the kids and the joy on their faces and the willingness to try new things is just amazing. The program started out with special needs students, has expanded to seniors. Did one Halloween party last year at a senior center, and it was fantastic because I hadn't done the hokey pokey or the chicken dance in a while. It's just a party. I mean, being a volunteer with Yes You Can Dance just means that you're somebody that just wants to dance. You're there just to facilitate dancing. We went to a nursing home, and we went to the Alzheimer's floor, and we danced with, I think it was 18 Alzheimer patients who were, I think most if not all, were in wheelchairs, but that doesn't stop the dance party. Everybody dances. Yes, you can dance. That is what I say to people that say that they can't do it. I say, if you have an hour to spare and you have the willingness to try, that's all it takes really, is and an open heart and a caring spirit, you know, and don't we all want to believe that we have that?
To learn about others having a positive impact on our community, visit our website, wesa.fm/difference.
UPMC is proud to support 90.5 WESA celebrates people making a difference. UPMC, life-changing medicine.